Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, joining me today, an old friend. You're not old.
Oh, well, you know.
A long time.
The grays are starting to pop up. So.
I see a gray or two, but that's because you've been super busy. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about how busy you are. That wonderful voice you're hearing, if it's familiar to you, it's Jennifer Farnes. If it's not, Jennifer is the owner of Revolution Jewelry Works. Visit them online at rjw.rocks. Super simple, rjw.rocks. And indeed, you do. I got to hang out with you a couple of weeks ago.
It was so
for
fun.
Your week-long sale. It was your seventh year in business.
Yes.
There were a lot of sevens, and they were lucky, weren't they?
It was amazing. It, you know, in such a strange year that it's been, it was really nice to just be able to have something to celebrate. And to be going so strong in the midst of a global pandemic has been unbelievable. But we've created jobs. Our business is growing, and I think, you know, so much of that is just due to the really great partnerships that we have with so many local advertising companies, you know, like KRDO and working
with
you guys.
There's only one. It's KRDO. Not that I'm biased or anything, but
well, you know, I mean, KRDO TV too, because we've got our TV mm-hmm. spot running. But you know, we've had a lot of people reach out just asking, you know, why did you keep advertising through the shutdown?
And this is you doing some business-to-business work, and this
yes.
is the part of your heart and soul that we don't know. We're hearing about this for the first time. And Jennifer, you and I have had some wonderful conversations about your art, your artistry, your sourcing, your artists, and we are going to hit that while we're together here today. But
yeah.
this one kind of is kind of intriguing to me because you want to share the benefits of keeping advertising in a downtime.
Yes, and I worked in advertising for over a decade, and it was on like the media buying side. So actually like working with companies and helping represent their money. And that gave me a lot of insight once I opened up my own business. But for small business owners, it is extremely intimidating because you are buying air and it's a big unknown. And I just had a conversation last week with a real estate company that's getting ready to dip their toes into advertising for the first time. And one of the big things that I mean, even the SBA touts it all over their SBA advisory website. You need to dedicate money to advertising because your business can't grow if people don't know that you exist. And the thing that I've really found is helpful is just overcoming that fear and helping businesses understand that you can't look at it as money that you're throwing out there. You have to look at it as a part of business, like buying insurance, you know, paying employees, all buying inventory.
Your operating cost
yes.
is what it is.
Yes. And
but
advertising.
Over time, doing it right becomes an investment.
Yes. And I like our partnership with KRDO has always been really, really strong. And that's a big part of why I wanted you to be out for our sale, just so that way you could be a part of like the celebration and the party and everything else. But it's one of those things that you have to dedicate. You have to be willing to just say, this is my gross annual income, and I'm willing to put aside 5%, minimum 5%, and put it towards advertising. And it's so effective and it's so worthwhile. And I just can't encourage enough for other businesses to go out there and make that leap. And people can feel free to contact me if they have a small business and they just want a quick, you know, 15, 20 minute conversation. I'm more than happy to help other small business owners because it is so scary. And the reason I'm not afraid of it is because of the background that I had.
And absolutely. And you promise objectivity, and naturally
yes.
we're not going to be jealous of that. We want businesses to succeed. That's KRDO
yes.
is, it loves the business community. We love to be out in it and doing things, particularly like hanging out with you, doing a live remote. That was tons of fun. And we got to meet a couple of your artists. We got to meet your team. I got to meet one of the coolest dogs I've ever met on the planet. She's awesome.
Miss Freya.
Miss Freya is cool.
She's our shop dog. She's a retired racing greyhound. And she is just the biggest smushy face. Like everybody, we have a fan club that
yeah.
the wives will come to have jewelry repaired and the husbands will come to pet the dog. And I'm okay with this.
No, that's a good thing because she is part of the experience. And that is marketing. Right? And I'm sure you're teaching the difference between marketing and advertising.
Yes.
Advertising is when you pay whatever the rate is, you run a commercial on KRDO. Marketing is Freyla.
Yeah. marketing is building your brand and teaching people about your brand. And we are dog friendly. But it's a very family environment, even though we have people that come in and say, is this a part of a corporation? Because of the way that I designed out the store, I wanted it to feel like that. Except when you come in, we're not dancing in suits and, you know, being pretentious. We're there to educate. And so most of the time when you come in, you're going to meet my team and we're wearing jeans, because when we're not helping clients, we are working behind the bench. So I can't guarantee our hands aren't going to be covered in polishing compound and
I would
like
rather
that.
Be shaking a polished compound hand than a clean one in this case, because now I know I'm talking to the person who's actually helping to make what they're guiding me around about. And the experience at Revolution Jewelry Works is really kind of fun. You bring in artists and you feature an artist. So, for example, Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron does beautiful spoon handle rings. Now, okay, you're thinking, 1970s, I used to wear. No. This is real deal stuff. His sourcing is from pieces that date no later than the 1920s.
Yes.
And those patterns are just gorgeous. And they go back all the way to the 1800s. So what he has on display there, and just meeting him, he's a wonderful guy. He's great. It's really fun to talk to. Knows his stuff. This is his heart and soul.
He's extremely knowledgeable. And he wants to share the history because of the amount of artistry that goes into those vintage spoons in order to have a production line made. And so many of the things that he features are such limited release. You know, there were maybe 100 sets made, but now people don't have that heirloom silverware, and a lot of it has been going off to be melted. And what he does is he rescues those pieces before they get melted down, and he preserves that history.
Wearing history.
Yes.
That's right. And there's a story behind each piece, and that kind of is very typical of your artists. You are also very big on ethical sourcing.
Yes.
So everybody knows blood diamonds, but not everybody else knows some of the other stuff that is not ethically sourced.
So with our studio, since the beginning, we have always worked in 100% green material. So we only get our gold, platinum, silver, palladium. Everything that we source is recycled. So we are working with companies only that do ethical sourcing themselves. Either they are refineries that are buying the materials and then doing the recycling in their facility, or they're buying direct from a recycling facility. So we don't want to work with companies that are going out and doing strip mining for gold. But even when we're working with gemstones, so my background before I opened up the store is I was doing a lot of stone cutting on my weekends in between doing my advertising career. And I had a really great opportunity to meet with gentlemen and women that travel to different parts of the world, and they work directly with the villages and the communities that are actually mining the gemstones. So rather than there being all of these middle people and you're potentially funding militias and things like that, with our sourcing, we are working direct with the vendor that goes to the village, makes the purchase direct from the villagers, brings the material back to the United States. And most of the loose gemstones that are in my studio were either faceted by me or they were faceted by my mentor. And so you're not going through all of these stages of middlemen that are marking things up and you don't know where the money's gone. I look at these guys face to face twice a year, and here's my money. I buy my gems and then we put it into beautiful jewelry. And even with like the ethical sourcing on the metals, it's the same way. I travel to the facilities. I see their refining and I see how they're taking in old jewelry. They're breaking it down. They're recovering the precious metals and then they're re-alloying it. So that way it's up to modern standards. So, yeah.
So from ethical sourcing to handcrafted pieces to featuring artists like Aaron, to the sales that you have that we got to be a part of. And Jennifer, I don't want to let another second go by without saying thank you so much for your kind words about your partnership with KRDO. We are always excited to work with you. We're always it's always a treat for us. We're going to be back out on site again not too long from now. I think you're plotting and scheming, which is kind of cool. And then, of course, there's Freya. You don't want to miss Freya, the greyhound. She's wonderful. She has a beautiful personality and loves to be petted. So
yes, she does.
That's kind of what the experience is like. It's well-rounded. It's 7 years in the making. You coming from a marketing and advertising background and being willing to share that with other business owners is a wonderful thing as well. That's very generous of you to do. And it speaks to your heart. And that's why we like to link our brand with yours, because you're just cool that way.
well, we're all in this together. And, you know, I win, somebody else wins, we all
win. It.
Like, we have to be rooting for each other.
Jennifer Farns, owner of Revolutionary... See, I always say revolutionary.
We are revolutionary.
You are. Revolution Jewelry Works, rjw.rocks. You're located on the northeast corner of Stetson Hills and Powers.
Yes.
Just to the east or on the Powers side of the new hotel that's being built up there. Super easy to find because of that big giant landmark. I think you had it put there.
Yeah, well, you know, we were scheming, but, you know, the Firestone Tires has been there forever, so we always say just north of the big Firestone, but now we've been there for 7 years, so it's easy to find.
There it is. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us here on KRDO's Business Connection.
Thank you.